Shalom. Greetings to you from Messianic Ministry to Israel. Shalom. I'm Reggie Lisenby, and I serve as the executive servant of Messianic Ministry to Israel. We are a mission board and sending agency since 1944, and we exist for the purpose of carrying the gospel of Yeshua back to where it came from, back to the Jewish people, and back to the Holy Land. Our family ministry teams are dedicated in sharing the hope of Yeshua with the people of Israel, and our Lord is opening doors. Jewish people are coming to faith in their Messiah Yeshua. Believers are growing, and the church is coming to understand and appreciate and love their Jewish roots. Thank you for your partnership with MMI, and we pray many blessings from the Lord upon you. Join me now as we open the divine library and see what the Lord has to say to us for these days in which we live concerning Israel. There are over 300 messianic prophecies in the Tanakh, that is what we call the Old Testament. So the question is, do Jewish people believe in Yeshua? Well, that is not a profound question. In fact, I would consider that question to be very lame. Yeshua was Jewish. His 12 Talmudim, his 12 disciples who followed him, all of those who witnessed his resurrection, those 500, were Jewish. And the Brit Kadeshah, or the New Testament, is replete with many testimonies of Jewish people who believed in Yeshua. For example, there were Jews who had studied the Tanakh, the Torah, the Nevi'im, and the Ketuvim, that is the first five books of the Bible, Bereshit, Shemot, Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Devarim, Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, and Deuteronomy. They had studied the prophets, both the major, that we call them major and minor prophets, and the Ketuvim, the writings, that is the Psalms, the Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, Song of Solomon. And when Yeshua came, there were Jews awaiting his coming. Who were they? One was his mother, Miriam. That's why she was chosen by the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, that she's to be the mother of the Mashiach. Miriam responded with what is called the Magnificat. And Miriam quoted some 21 or 22 verses from the Tanakh that are messianic. She was quoting Job, the Psalms. She even quoted Habakkuk, Habakkuk. Who knows messianic prophecy from Habakkuk? How about you who are listening to the program? Could you recite for us a messianic prophecy from memory, from Habakkuk, from Habakkuk? There was Zechariah and Elishavet, Zechariah and Elizabeth. They knew the coming of the Lord. And then there was Yochanan, the immerser, John the Baptist, who recognized the salutation of Miriam. And the New Testament records for us that he did somersaults in the belly of Elishavet, Elizabeth. Even Yochanan, as a Jewish embryo in a Jewish womb, knew the coming of his Mashiach. And then there was Shimeon. You recall the old man who saw a young couple come into the temple, well, the temple area, not the temple proper. And he goes back and he lifts Yeshua and he blesses the Lord and says, "My eyes are beholding my Mashiach," which was promised to Shimeon before he died. He would see the Jewish Messiah. And then there's Anna. It even tells us the Brit Kadeshah that she's from the tribe of Asher, the tribe of Asher. Anna knew the Messiah, and these were all Jews awaiting the coming of Messiah. We tend to think of Kepha, Peter, and Andre, Andrew, and all of the other disciples as dirty mouth fishermen. That's not true. In fact, when Andrew met Yeshua, the Jewish Messiah, he then goes running to his brother Kepha, Peter, and tells him so. "I have found him. I have found the Messiah." All 12 disciples, even those beyond them, beyond the 12, all recognize Yeshua as their Jewish Messiah. Yaakov ben Zavdai, Jacob the son of Zebedee, his brother Yochanan, Philip, Bartholomew, Bartholomew, Thoma, Thomas, Matthew, Matthew, Yaakov or James the Less, Thaddai, we call him Thaddeus, Judah ben Yaakov, Shimeon the Zealot, Judas from Kiriath. All 12 were Semites, not an Arab or an Irishman or a Spaniard in the group. They were all Jews who recognized their Jewish Messiah. Do Jewish people believe that Yeshua is the Jewish Messiah? There should be a hearty Amen. How about the Jewish ruler Nicodemus? We call him Nicodemus. He believed in Yeshua. The narrative is recorded for us in the Gospel of Yochanan, chapter 3. Myriad Jews believed in Yeshua, according to the Gospel of Yochanan. Let me read it for us. The great multitude thereof of the Jews learned that he was there, and they came, not for Yeshua's sake only, but that they might also see Lazarus, whom Yeshua had raised from the dead. But the Rosh Kohanim, the chief priest, took counsel that they might put Lazarus to death also, because on account of him, that is Lazarus, many of the Jews were going away and were believing in Yeshua. Many Jewish people believed in the gospel of Yeshua. Many Jews bewailed Yeshua when he was crucified. That's in Luke 23:27. And there were following him a great multitude of the people and of the women who were mourning and lamenting him, that is Yeshua. Many Jewish believers did not learn of Yeshua's arrest and crucifixion until much later, but many Jews, as we just read, bewailed his crucifixion. 500 Jews witnessed Yeshua's resurrection. Let me read that for us in Acts 13:31. And for many days he appeared to those who came up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem, the very ones who are now his witnesses to the people. Also in 1 Corinthians 15:3-9, for I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Messiah died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the Scriptures. And he appeared to Kepha, and then to the 12. After that, he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, some have fallen asleep. And then he appeared to Yaakov, James, and to all of the apostles. And last of all, as it were to one of untimely birth, he appeared to me also. This is Shaul, Paul talking. For I am the least of the Shelekim, I am the least of the apostles, who am not fit to be called a Sheleach, an apostle, because I persecuted the church of Elohim, of God. Do Jews believe that Yeshua is the Messiah? Well, of course, in Acts chapter 1, verse 15. And at this time, Kepha, Peter, stood up in the midst of the Jewish brethren. A gathering of about 120 persons was there. And then later, beyond that 120 in the upper room, there were 3,000 Jewish believers in Yerushalayim for Shavuot, or for the Feast of Pentecost. Let me read that for us in Acts 2:41. So then those who had received his word were baptized, and there were added that day about 3,000 souls. And they were continually devoting themselves to the Shelekim, to the apostles' teaching, and to fellowship, the breaking of bread, and to prayer. And everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the Shelekim, through the apostles, and all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. And they began selling their property and possessions, and were sharing them with all, as anyone might have need. And day by day continuing with one mind in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house. Now these are all Jewish believers. They were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising Elohim and having favor with all the people. And Yehovah, the Lord, was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. And in context, again, this is following the or during the Feast of Shavuot or Pentecost, the Lord is gathering his remnant of Jewish believers. Now, the gospel has not yet, in Acts chapter 2, gone to the Gentiles. Not yet. They're coming. Many Jewish people believed in Yeshua. In Acts chapter 4, we have the good physician Lucas giving us a recording of 5,000 Jewish people besides the women and children, so much more than 5,000. Let me read that for us. And as they were speaking to the people, in context, these were the men of Israel, the priest, the captain of the temple guard, and the Sadducees came upon them, being greatly disturbed because they were teaching the Jewish people and proclaiming in Yeshua the resurrection of the dead. And they laid hands on them, put them in jail until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those Jews who had heard the message believed, and the number of the men came to be about 5,000, not counting the women and the children. For so long we have heard the deicide charge that all Jews of all times are guilty of the death of Messiah Yeshua, that Jews don't believe in Jesus, that Jews rejected Jesus. And that's not true. There has always been, and there is today, a remnant of Jewish people who do believe in Yeshua as the Jewish Messiah. By the way, if you're listening and you're Jewish, I would ask you, are you one of the remnant? What do you say concerning Yeshua? Then in Acts chapter 6, verse 1, we have Jewish Talmudim, Jewish disciples, increasing in number. Let me read it. Now, at this time, while the Talmudim, the disciples, were increasing in number, a complaint arose on the part of the Hellenistic Jews, that is, who were believers, against the native Hebrews, that is, who were believers, because their widows were being overlooked in the daily serving of food. And then in Acts chapter 6, verse 7, now we have Jewish priests who are believing in Yeshua. And the word of God kept on spreading, and the number of the Talmudim, the disciples, continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem. And a great many of the priests, the Kohanim, were becoming obedient to the faith. How about that? In fact, in the context, it's when these Jewish Kohanim, the Jewish priests who become obedient to the Messianic faith, that Stephen, full of grace and power, was performing great wonders and signs among the Jewish people. And that's when the synagoguites came. Cyrenians, Alexandrians, some from Cilicia and Asia rose up and they argued with Stephen. They were unable to cope with the wisdom and the spirit that Stephen was speaking. And eventually, you know the story, they had Stephen stoned. Why? Because many Jewish people, especially in Jerusalem, were coming to faith in Yeshua. Do Jews believe in Yeshua as their Messiah? Why, of course. In fact, Acts chapter 8, verse 1 said that the epicenter of Jewish believers of all places was in Jerusalem. Acts chapter 8, verse 1, and that's when Shaul, Saul, was in hearty agreement with putting him, that is Stephen, to death. And on that day, a great persecution arose against the church in Jerusalem. There's a Jerusalem church, a Jewish church in Jerusalem, the holy city, the city of God. And they were all scattered throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the Shelekim, except the apostles. And because they remained and argued apologetically for the messianic truths of Yeshua, that he was indeed the fulfillment of all the prophecies of the Tanakh, there arose a Jewish terrorist. His name was Shaul. You recall the story. And the Lord got a hold of Shaul, a Jewish zealot for Judaism. That's in Acts chapter 9. Let me read just a brief of it. Now Shaul, Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the Talmudim, went to the Kohen Gadol, the high priest. And he asked for letters from him, that is the Kohen Gadol, to the synagogues at Damascus, so that if he found anyone belonging to the way, and there were other sects or groups of Christians, the Nazarene, spoken in Acts 24, Christians in Acts 11:26, first called Christians at Antioch, and even another group called the Ebionites, many Jewish groups of believers, and they had different names because of their different beliefs. And you know the story of Shaul. It came about that as he journeyed, he was approaching Damascus, and suddenly a light from heaven flashed around this Jew, this Shaul, and he fell to the ground and heard a voice saying, "Shaul, Shaul, why are you persecuting me?" And he said, "Who art thou, Lord?" And he said, "I am Yeshua, whom you're persecuting." That's a great story of a Jewish zealot, a terrorist, regenerated, whom God saved and brought to the faith of Yeshua. Interesting, too, that later when Shaul and Barnabas are preaching the gospel, It was Jewish believers who encouraged them. That's in Acts 13:43. Let me read that for us. And as Shaul and Barnabas were going out, the people kept begging that these things might be spoken to them the next Sabbath. Now, when the meeting of the synagogue had broken up, many of the Jews and of the God-fearing proselytes followed Shaul and Barnabas, who, speaking to them, were urging them to continue in the grace of God. And the next Sabbath came, nearly the whole city assembled to hear the word of God. In the next chapter, Acts 14, Jews of great number in the synagogues of Iconium believe in Yeshua. Acts 14:1, it came about that in Iconium they entered the synagogue of the Jews together and spoke in such a manner that a great multitude believed, both of Jews and of Greeks. From Iconium, they then go to Thessalonica, and Jews in the synagogue, in fact, let me read it in Acts 17. Now, when they had traveled through Amphipolis and Apollonia, they came to Thessalonica, where there was a synagogue of the Jews, and according to Shaul's custom, that is Paul, he went to them and for three Sabbaths reasoned with them from the Holy Scriptures. That would be, by the way, the Tanakh, the Old Testament. The New Testament had not yet been written, explaining and giving evidence that the Messiah had to suffer and rise again from the dead, and saying, "This Yeshua, whom I am proclaiming to you, is the Messiah." And what happened? Next verse. And some of them were persuaded, and they joined Shaul and Silas, Paul and Silas, along with a great number of the God-fearing Greeks and a number of the leading women. If we continue reading in Acts 17, it says that noble-minded Jews in the synagogue of Berea received the word of God from Shaul with eagerness. They examined the scriptures themselves, and they came to believe. These are Jewish people who came to believe in Yeshua. Thousands, not hundreds, thousands of Jewish people in the first century came to believe in Yeshua, not just 12 disciples, not just the 12 Talmudim, and not just those 500 eyewitnesses of his resurrection. Thousands of Jewish people came to believe in Jesus, in Yeshua. In Acts 19, it says that Jews were persuaded by Shaul, by Paul, in the synagogue at Corinth. Let me read that for us, Acts 19, 6-10. And when Shaul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ruach, came upon them, and they began speaking with languages and prophesying. And there were in all about 12 men. And he entered the synagogue, that's Jewish, the Jewish synagogue, and he entered the Jewish synagogue and continued speaking out boldly for 3 months, reasoning and persuading them about the kingdom of God. But when some were becoming hardened and disobedient, speaking evil of the way, he withdrew from them and took away the Talmudim, the disciples, reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. And this took place for 2 years, so that all who lived in Asia heard the word of the Lord, both Jews and Greeks. Okay, so the question is, did the Jews who heard, did they believe? You'll find the answer to that in Acts 21:20. And when they heard, they began glorifying God, and they said to him, "You see, brother, how many thousands there are among the Jews of those who have believed, and they're all zealous for the law." Thousands of Jews in the first century were believers in Yeshua. And by the way, these thousands are going to separate and spread the gospel to the other continents of the globe. I mentioned earlier the different sects of the Jewish believers. There are actually 4 distinct groups of Jewish believers, and these are in thousands, not hundreds. They were called Christians at Antioch, Acts 11:26. In Acts 24:5, there was a group called the Nazaraim, or the Nazarenes. In Acts 22, verse 4, they were called, as we just read a moment ago, the Way. And there was another group called the Ebionites. And all of these groups differ because of their beliefs. Many are wrestling with what the law has to do with the New Testament Messiah. Do they still continue obeying the Torah, the law, or is there another way? One of the main questions was, what do I as a Jew, what relationship do I have with the Torah of Moshe? And because of their different beliefs and wrestling with that question, there were different sects or groups of Jewish believers that were formed. There were Jewish believers in Messianic congregations throughout all of Israel, around the Galilee, east of the Jordan River, in cities of Syria and east, even as far as modern Iraq. Jewish believers then become persecuted by Jewish unbelievers. 2 Thessalonians 2:14. For you, brethren, became imitators of the churches of God in Christ Jesus that are in Judea, for you also endured the same sufferings at the hands of your own countrymen, even as they from the Jews. And then in Acts 28, Jews in large numbers ask Shaul, they ask Paul, to speak to them more of his beliefs. And some were persuaded so much that there was a dispute among some of them. Let me read that for us in Acts 28, 23 to 29. And when they had set aside a day for him, they came to him at his lodging in large numbers, and he was explaining to them by solemnly testifying about the kingdom of God and trying to persuade them concerning Yeshua from both the Torah of Moshe and from the Nevi'im, that is the prophets, from morning until evening. And some were being persuaded by the things spoken, but others would not believe. And when they did not agree with one another, they began leaving after Shaul had spoken one parting word. And this is what Shaul said. The Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, rightly spoke through Isaiah the prophet to your fathers, saying, go to this people and say, you will keep on hearing, and you will not understand. You will keep on seeing, and you will not perceive. For the heart of this people has become dull, and with their ears they scarcely hear, and they have closed their eyes, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and return, and I should heal them. Let it be known to you, therefore, that this salvation of God has been sent to the Gentiles, they will also listen. And when he had spoken these words, the Jews departed, having a great dispute among themselves. Many Jews came to faith in the first century. In fact, it is estimated that 25% or one-fourth of the earth's Jews living on the globe, came to believe in Yeshua by AD 100. One-fourth of the Jews came to believe, 25%. So you can see the deicide charge of many so-called Gentile believers, of the Nazis, of Adolf Hitler and many others, who said that all Jews of all times killed Jesus. That deicide charge is demonic. It's satanic. It's non-biblical. It's anti-Semitic. It's also anti-Christ. Do Jewish people believe that Yeshua is the Jewish Messiah? There should be a hearty amen. Do Jews believe in Yeshua as their Messiah? Why, of course. Thousands, not hundreds, thousands of Jewish people in the first century came to believe in Yeshua, not just 12 disciples, not just the 12 Talmudim, and not just those 500 eyewitnesses of his resurrection. Thousands of Jewish people came to believe in Jesus, in Yeshua. Do Jews believe that Yeshua is the Messiah? Well, of course, and Yehovah, the Lord, was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. And in context, again, this is following during the feast called Shavuot, the Feast of Pentecost, the Lord is gathering his remnant of Jewish believers. The Nazarene, spoken in Acts 24, Christians in Acts 11, 26, first called Christians at Antioch, and even another group called the Ebionites, many Jewish groups of believers, and they had different names because of their different beliefs. Now, the gospel has not yet, in Acts chapter 2, gone to the Gentiles, not yet.
This program is a production of Messianic Ministry to Israel. If you are blessed by the biblical content we share each week, would you please consider giving a gift of support to our mission board? Messianic Ministry to Israel is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, and your gift will help cover the necessary expenses associated with this broadcast and help keep our program on the air. You can give securely at our website, www.mmisrael.org, or you may call 423-855-4818. That's 423-855-4818. Also, would you let us know that you listen to our program each week? That would be very encouraging to us. Thank you very much for praying for Messianic Ministry to Israel, and thank you for your generous gift of support. Shalom Bayit. Peace to your house.
Thank you for listening to Messianic Ministry to Israel, a mission board since 1944. Learn more about our ministry at mmisrael.org.